Om Shanti. Welcome to everybody. So today's topic is matching my father's footstep, that is, follow father. We have with us Brother Atam Bhai, who has been in Gyan since 1972. His whole family is in Gyan. That shows how much he follows father. He has a very perfect balance between laukik and alaukik. Like Brahma Baba, who used to give a lot of tolis to everyone to make us holy, he also distributes in the toli department. So brother, let's make this topic very easy. Matching the footsteps of my father, follow father. What are the footsteps at the first place? Can you share with us?
Om Shanti. Brahma Baba is a role model for us. He have lots of qualities. And we must adopt that quality in our life. And we must follow the Father Brahma. In short, I will like to describe some qualities of Brahma Baba. First quality, Brahma Baba used to give love and regard to everyone and enable to them to move forward. Second quality, Brahma Baba sees the virtue of the children and use for service. Third quality, Brahma Baba used to give happiness to everyone and make them light. Fourth quality, Brahma Baba renounced completely the consciousness of I. Fifth quality, Brahma Baba was most elevated yogi. He used to spread the yoga vibration all the time through his elevated service. Sixth quality, Brahma Baba was having unlimited and explosive happiness in his life. And seventh quality, Brahma Baba had the soul conscious vision and good wishes for everyone. Eighth quality, Brahma Baba has a unique balance in his life. All type of the balance we can observe in his life. And next quality, simplicity and goodwill we can observe easily in his life. In this way, Baba had lots of qualities in his life. And if we understand this quality properly, then we can adopt that easily and we can follow the footsteps of Father Brahma easily.
So in your life, personal life, Atambai, how do you follow these steps in your life?
See, Brahma Baba's life is like an open book in front of us. We can listen Baba's qualities, we can describe Baba's qualities, and we can enjoy that, listening and describing. But the main thing is that we must imbibe that qualities. And for that, we need to have two powers in our life. Realization power, which we are getting from the knowledge, Murali, and second power, power of transformation, which we are receiving through yoga. First of all, we must realize what sort of defects I am having, what sort of specialties I am having. Until we were not having realization, we are not paying attention for that. We are not transforming that defect. That is why until we are not reaching our perfection, we need these two powers at every step. That is why day by day the depth of realization power should increase and depth of power of transformation also must increase. Then only we would be able to get rid of our weakness and drawbacks, defect, and on the other hand, we would be able to imbibe special qualities like Brahma Baba in our life. In this way, we can follow Baba. We can become equal to Baba.
So, can you take us through the process? For example, I am in a very difficult situation. At that very moment, how to bring the awareness that I have to follow Father? Can you just share this process? Like if I have a difficult situation, at that very moment I have to remember Baba. How do I do that?
When we are facing any type of the situation, at that time, first of all, we must maintain silence for a few moments and then we must put in front of us the example of Brahma Baba. Because Brahma Baba faced many hard situations, big problems, big obstacles in his life in the beginning of this yajna. We must keep Brahma Baba's example in front of us. In addition to that, we must receive power from Baba. Maintain connection with Baba. Prakash Mani Dadi used to say one slogan all the time. Karo tapasya mite samasya. If we do tapasya, we can conquer any problem. Because when we are practicing yoga, maintaining connection with Baba, then with the help of Baba, we can conquer any situation. Because He is the Supreme, He is the God. When we receive help from Baba, then we can conquer any problem, any situation. And one more thing we should remember, Baba has said that Baba applied the tilak of victory on your forehead. Means we must maintain the awareness, I am victorious soul. Definitely I will get victory in this problem also. Because we have negative karma of 63 birth. That is why problems would be there. One or another type of the problems would be there in our life. And we must be well prepared for facing that problems. We must have accumulated power of yoga, power of purity, power of knowledge. Then we can easily conquer any situation, any problem. Baba has said that you must have courage and confidence in your life. Those souls would have courage and confidence in their life. Success is a birthright they are experiencing in their life. I will get success. No, not necessary thinking like that. I am victorious soul. I will get success. Definitely, if we have that type of the determination, then definitely Baba used to say success is a shadow of determination. But as much determination would be there, that much success would be there. That is why we must have determination, thoughts, powerful thoughts in our life. For facing this situation.
I heard yesterday's Bogh message from Shashi Didi. So she was giving an example of when there is a season of mangoes, it's very easily we can get mangoes. It's not difficult to get them. So you don't have to make any effort and go to a particular place to find mangoes. This is the month of January. It's Avyakt Mas. But we find it difficult sometimes to be... It's a season, right, for Brahmins to become angelic. But it's sometimes difficult to be angelic. And she said that be in your swasthiti. Bring about awareness of yourself. So can you make this easy for us to understand how to maintain this angelic stage and to be in this awareness?
See, this month of January is the month of blessings. Brahma Baba left physical body in this month. That is why Shiv Baba had given a special blessing to this month. We can get any type of the spiritual experiences in this month by putting little efforts, we can get maximum success. And in this month, we can get extra help from Brahma Baba also and from Shiva Baba also. Following the Father means mainly doing the experience of bodiless state while being in this physical body. Doing the bodiless stage, experience of bodiless stage while being in this physical body. And secondly, experiencing angelic stage while being in this physical body. We must develop these two stages if we really would like to follow Brahma Baba. Because Brahma Baba used to practice bodiless stage while being in his body. And Brahma Baba used to practice angelic stage while being in his physical body also. Baba is an example in front of us. We must follow. In fact, on 18 January, if you would go in a Pandav Bhavan, Madhuban, you can find Madhuban would be a subtle region. Madhuban would be the house of an angel, angels. Because on 18 January, every child, Baba child, is getting lost in Baba's remembrance, observing silence and experiencing Brahma Baba's company in angelic form. And because of that, easily everybody get the experience of angelic stage. Okay. Angelic stage, experience of angelic stage is very easy. First of all, we must keep our perfect angelic form in front of us. How is really that? The form of this physical body is very similar like in the form of angelic body, angelic form. Very similar. But our angelic form is full with godly intoxication, godly virtues, and godly powers. And we are having wonderful crown of purity also. And we can have the constant link with Baba in Paramdham. In this situation, we must immerse our angelic form in front of us and we must think that my angelic form wants to second me. But there is one condition. When you would become like with me, then only I will second. My angelic form is waiting for me. If you have that type of the awareness, then automatically you can become intensive efforts maker, fast efforts maker. Having the experience of angelic stage is very easy.
Can you share how to do it?
Can we have that experience?
Yeah, for just 2 minutes. Yeah.
Is it possible? You can stand?
Yes, they can.
For a few minutes? Just swing like this on left hand and right hand side. Om Shanti. I, the soul, point of light, is leaving the dress of physical body. Now, I, the soul, point of light, is adopting the dress of an angel. angelic form, the body of divine light. I, the soul point of light, erupted the dress of an angel. Oh, how beautiful is this dress of divine light. Divine light is radiating from each and every organs of my body. I can experience myself in the orb of divine light. Oh, my angelic form is full with the three things. Full with spiritual intoxication. Full with godly powers and full with godly virtues. I am having wonderful crown of purity. My intellect is connected directly with Shivbaba, Son of Knowledge, is in soul world. How beautiful is this experience of angelic stage? Oh. The emperor of angels, Brahma Baba, is standing towards my right hand side. My hand is in Baba's hand. I experience Baba's beautiful company. I am receiving sakas from perfect angelic form of Brahma Baba. How fortunate am I? In this month of January, Baba, Brahma Baba is giving me special sustenance. He is giving me the experience of angelic state. Om Shanti. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was a very wonderful experience. Really, I'm sure everybody must have felt that. So now, one more question to take it further. Baba said that be nirakari, nirvikari, and nirankari. These were the last three words, that be egoless, viceless, and bodiless. Can you tell me the secret of that three words and share in depth?
This is really a very good question, brother. When Brahma Baba left body, on that day, Shiva Baba spoke three words through his medium. Be bodiless. Be voiceless. And be egoless. There is a connection of these three words. See, soul conscious is a seed of the tree from which the tree is coming out, and on that tree we can get the fruits of divine virtues. And body consciousness is a seed from which we are getting the trees, and on that tree we can get the fruits of voices. Now, if we experience bodiless stage, and if we burn this seed of body consciousness in the fire of yoga, then automatically we can observe voiceless stage. We can conquer vices and we can adopt the divine qualities in our life. One thing we must understand properly. What is the existence of vices? Vices are nothing but that is the absence of particular divine virtues. Five vices are the absence of particular divine virtues. For instance, we are having purity in golden age, but we are using that power of purity and we are losing that quality of purity, then automatically we start experiencing darkness of lust in our life. Second quality, coolness. When we are losing this quality of coolness, then automatically we receive the voice of anger in our life. Third, contentment. When we are losing the contentment virtue, then we can experience greed in our life. Fourth quality, having equal love with everybody. This is a divine quality. But when we are losing that quality, using that quality, then automatically the darkness of attachments come in our life. And fifth voice, when we are losing the quality of humility, then darkness of ego is coming automatically in our life. What I mean to say, if we would like to become voiceless, we must imbibe this particular five qualities in our life, and we must burn this seed of body consciousness in the fire of yoga by having the experience of volcanic yoga stage. But one thing observe. When we practice bodiless stage, we can experience voiceless stage. Okay? But Baba used this third word, egoless. Why? I asked these questions to Prakash Mani Dadiji. I was interviewing her. And I asked this question, Dadi, in five vices, ego is already there. Then why Baba's mention this third word, ego? Be egoless. What is the significance? Then she replied, when we are coming to Baba, our apron is empty. But when we are practicing yoga, practicing knowledge power, we can become a good speaker, we can become a very good yogi, we can have very good planning intellect, and because of having this quality, we may have sometimes ego. We must conquer this ego also. These are all attainments of Baba. This is not my property, this is Baba's property. When I came to Baba, my apron was empty. These attainments I received from Baba. That is why this is Baba's property. This is not mine property. But if I would have ego of that qualities and properties, that is not good. In this situation also, we must maintain humility.
Yes. You know, we all make mistakes on the path of spiritual knowledge. So when somebody was, say, doing mistakes in front of Brahma Baba, what would be his reaction and his response?
Yeah. When somebody was doing mistake and Baba was getting that information, this child has done this mistake. And when that soul was coming in front of Baba, Baba was showering that soul with the shower of love. What was the secret of that? Baba was not seeing his present efforts maker stage. Baba was seeing his beginning stage and the end stage. When the soul descends on this earth was pure. And in the beginning of golden age also was pure. And when the soul return to home, also would be pure. Baba was not seeing his present stage. Because in present stage, everybody have some sort of weakness. Everybody have one or another weakness. Everybody have. Everybody is efforts maker. But we must not observe that weakness. We must observe his beginning stage and end stage. Then automatically we can change our attitude towards that person. Then we can maintain good wishes and pure feelings towards that person. That is why Brahma Baba was showering every child with the shower of love. Even that child sometimes used to do any mistake. Wonderful. This was the secret. Wonderful. We must adopt this quality. Because, you know, we are having negative karmic account with the souls. And sometimes we get hurt in this gathering. And that's why we don't want to see that person. We are hating that person. But we must follow from Brahma Baba. We must maintain positive attitude towards that person. We must observe his beginning stage and end stage. Then easily we can maintain positive attitude, pure feelings toward that soul also.
You know, that's wonderful. You came in Gyan in 1972 and Brahma Baba just left 2 years ago. How do you feel? Do you have any regrets for that?
You know, when I came in Gyan in 1972 and I heard Baba left body in 69, I used to cry and cry and cry. There was a big regret in my heart. Every cycle I will not able to see Brahma Baba in this corporeal body. I was crying and crying. Then my teacher asked me, if you cry, the drama will not change. What is the meaning of crying? This is the reason if you have not understood the secret of drama. I had that feeling of regret. I miss Brahmavava. Every cycle I will miss this. This is not good. But when I came in 1976 in Madhuban, I become the resident of Madhuban. And I made Baba, Avek Bab Dada, through Gulja Dadi's body. I don't know. Innumerable time. I don't know the numbers. Many times. And I met Brahma Baba through Gulja Dadi's body in his angelic form for unlimited time. For many times. I received sustenance from him. In this 45 years, I met Baba many, many times. That is my heart. My heart is fulfilled with Baba's love, and that is why now I don't have that regret. Oh, drama is perfect. Doesn't matter. I miss Baba. I have not seen Baba through his corporeal body, but I receive so much sustenance from Baba through his angelic form. That's why I am contented.
You are contented, but some of them here are just come in Gyan 1 year ago. How do they fill the gap?
You know, many souls, because Gulja Dadi went back in 2017 to Bombay. After that, Baba has not come. And she left body in 2021 also. And many Baba children came to Baba. They took divine birth. And they may have the feeling, oh, every cycle this will happen. Every cycle this will repeat. We may not able to see Brahma Baba through angelic form also, through Gulja Dadi's form also. But Baba has said, Baba was coming from subtle region and from Dham for giving treasures to us. Now we have to go to Baba. To subtle region, we must experience different relationship with Baba. We must enjoy company with Baba. Then automatically we can receive lots of treasures from Baba. And gradually you may have that feeling, oh, I am with Baba. I have not missed Baba. Baba is always with me. Baba is always with me. But those souls wouldn't have this experience. They could say, oh, I am missing Baba, I am missing Baba. No, Baba is with us. But only the thing is that we must develop the experience of angelic stage. We must go in angelic world and we must experience Baba's company by experiencing different relationship with Baba. And because Baba has said that, I am ready to give you company 24 hours. Use me or you can lose me. That's up to you. That is why throughout the day, we must experience different relationship with Baba. And we must experience Baba as my companion. Baba is my friend. He is always being with me. He is always giving me wonderful company. And I am really enjoying his company. And I am receiving lots of treasures from Baba now also. Understand?
Yes.
There won't be then any type of the regret.
Mm-hmm.
Because in future many souls has to come to Baba. They will not get this sustenance. We are receiving this sustenance at least now to stay in Baba's home, getting sustenance from seniors and then Baba also in Madhuban. But those souls will come in future, they will not get this type of the sustenance also. That's why we are so lucky souls. We must think like that.
Can you give us a small commentary for a minute or 2 minutes and make me contented that to bridge the gap that I have missed? Understanding wise, I understood. Now, can you give me the feel so I can feel the Brahma Baba's presence? Can you give me that one more?
Om Shanti. Oh, my sweet Father. Out of billions and billions souls, you select me. He adopted me. And you gave me birth through Brahma Baba's mouth. I am mouth born progeny of Brahma Baba. You are giving me wonderful sustenance. Since morning till night, every day you are being with me. At Amrit Vela, every day you are waking me up. And giving me fatherly love. Fatherly sustenance. And then as a teacher, you are giving me the jewels of knowledge. Telling me the secrets. Of this drama. My intellect is becoming more and more divine and farsighted. Baba, oh my sweetest Baba, you are giving me so much sustenance, so many treasures. You promise me, if any child can call me from the heart, oh my sweet Father, help me, be with me. In a second, I will be with you. I experienced this many times in my life. You are my best companion. Baba, I receive so many treasures from you. Unlimited powers from you. But I have one more little desire. So that there must be constantly burning lamp of your love in the temple of my heart. there must be constantly burning lamp of your love in the temple of my heart, so I, the soul, your lovely child, can sing the songs of your praise at every second of this confluence age. How fortunate am I to bestow of fortune is my Father. Truly, I am most fortunate soul in this world. I don't have the regret of coming late to you. At present, I am receiving wonderful sustenance from you, Baba. I would say thank you from the core of my heart. Thank you, Baba. I love you, Baba. I like you, Baba. I would like you always being with you in your elevated company. These are the diamond moments of my life, in which I, the soul, experience myself in the company of God. You are giving me the experience angelic state also, Baba. I am in Madhuban now, Baba. I am experiencing your company through angelic form of Brahma, Baba, all the time. Experience Brahma Baba standing in Madhuban on a tower of peace, and he is giving me sakas, and he is filling me with the powers. Four pilgrimage we are getting the golden chance to visit this four pilgrims because of the intensive yoga tapasya of Brahma Baba.
Thank you. That was really
Shanti.
Thank you so much. It is very overwhelming. I don't want to even come down and ask you any further questions. But we have a little time, so I'd like to ask you one more question. Is that during the day we have waste thoughts, and Baba gives the solution that create the timetable of the mind, and that's the step to follow Father. How do you create the timetable in your mind so that you can be free from waste? I think one of the tools he gives us is the spinning of. Can you share a little bit along that lines?
Yeah. I met Baba in 1973, first time in history hall. And Baba has said to me, if you really would like to progress all the time in your spiritual life, maintain the chart of yoga, remembrance. Maintain the timetable of your mind. And I prepared chart, every hour chart, different exercises. And my mind and intellect was following that exercises. And when we maintain this chart, then automatically our controlling power and ruling power over mind and intellect is increasing. And by the result of that, our yoga is also improving. For instance, 4 to 5, I have appointment with Baba. I want to be with Baba in soul world. 5 to 6, I would like to experience world benefactor stage. Baba is ocean of peace. I am master ocean of peace. Sitting on the shore of ocean of peace, Baba. I am receiving shower from Baba and directing that shower towards the worldly globe. Coming to class, experiencing Baba as my teacher. 1 hour. Listening Murli in Baba's remembrance. Going away from the center, sit in Baba's room and experience Baba as your preceptor. 1 hour churning of knowledge. 1 hour practice of self-respect. 1 hour practice of angelic stage. 1 hour having round table conference in angelic world with Baba and planning with Baba.
पांडव शिव शक्ति सेनापि रणभेरी अब फिर बजती है। कर्मों के बल पर ही सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है। सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है।
By this way, we can maintain the chart of our early chart, and then at the night, before going to bed, we must calculate how many minutes I remember Baba, how many minutes I have company with Baba. In the same way, whatever the chart you would have today, then you must have determination. Tomorrow I will make very good chart, even better chart than this chart. Then gradually we can experience upliftment in our Brahmin life.
You got so much sustenance from Dadis and Bab Dada himself, right?
Yes.
They fed, you received a lot of tolis, correct, from them?
Yeah, because you know, all seniors Dadi were available. They used to sit in the courtyard of Pandav Bhavan. Many time we would go to them and they would offer us toli and company. We enjoy really Dadi's sustenance and even Bab Dada's sustenance also. When Baba used to come in meditation hall in Om Shanti Bhavan, anybody could go at the end. Those were waking up towards the end, then Baba used to call them, everybody, and everybody was getting toli from Baba.
Wonderful. So can you call everybody and give them toli?
Yes, we can.
Is it possible to give them in the mouth? Like how you got it?
Because I fed Baba through this hand toli more or less 20 or 22 times.
Would you like to have the toli from mouth in the same
through
way?
Golden spoon in Baba's mouth, and Baba fed me more or less 20, 22 times toli in my mouth. What a great fortune. I was always having intoxication that I am very fortunate soul in this world.
So would you like to have the toli in your mouth? Same experience?
May not be mouth or maybe in the hand.
You can give them the feeling, correct? Thank you very much, Brother Atambai. It was a very wonderful, intimate experience that we all had. And you made a lot of things very clear and made it very easy. And we will now follow Father and match his footsteps. And this month of January is really a very beautiful season. And that we'll experience angelic stage. Thank you so much, brother.
Thanks to you and thanks to all brothers and sisters for giving me chance to share some points of knowledge with you. Thank you so much.
So we will have a toli. People will come from here and